usually one for the other side. Not usually one for wanting to have fun with girls, but guessing since you like females yourself and I like guys myself, I guess in that case I'm willing to make an exception.
I don't mind making an exception.
Glad we can agree. At this point, Kobe looked like he was starting to gain more interest as he tried to not wiggle his butt too much in public. He seemed like he was slowly starting to snap out of it and gain more self-esteem and get more happy around thanks to being with her, though, which was a good thing, because now everything seemed to be going according to plan for Remy and her friend. It seemed like All right. For them everything was working.
So now we have to deal with this beast here. Pretty sure that those two are at the park, screwing somewhere, maybe behind some bushes or whatever. So while they are doing their thing, how do we take care of this monster in your basement? Ooh. I'm not opening that door until I know he's fully restrained.
Well, I can tell you this. Usually the I know that the restraints that are usually used are made to withstand Siren's brute strength. Given the genetics, most normal restraints would be easily breakable under normal circumstances.
Oh my.
We had to find unique people to provide enchanted restraints to withstand that amount of brute force.
He needs magic restraints to stay. Is that why he was covered in nothing but bright silver looking stuff? Well, silver looking chain stuff?
Yeah. That's the other thing. One of the other things they said was Siren was potentially part demon.
Demon?
Straight from hell. Demon.
Oh, no.
They also, on top of that, they said that down in hell that she was a stripper.
Stripper? What now?
Yeah, she strips. She actually strip teases.
Is that why she finds things very entertaining?
Yeah, and it's also why we have a stripper pole in my house. Apparently Siren finds it fun to use the pole more often than necessary.
So, this creature that's in the basement is a demon that is a stripper that Serena said probably destroyed some of your stuff in the basement. Stuff that you kept in the basement. That's broken.
Sally, Siren can be... If you antagonize her in any way, she tends to act like she has severe anger issues. But please don't tell her I said that. She'll probably strangle me if she found out.
So you're telling me that she goes feral in a way?
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
Also, don't let her smell blood. She that trigger last time I checked, that was a straight shot trigger to make her feral. As
What?
it's
Of all things, blood, not food or favorite drink, but blood?
yeah. I guess it's kind of like what happens with sharks.
No,
She smells blood and she kind of turns feral as if she went savage. She doesn't go into a
okay.
feeding frenzy, but she still goes feral nonetheless.
Oh no, okay. You know what? You go down there.
You know what? Fair enough. I'll be a trooper and take one for the team. Stay
Thank
here.
you.
With that
Wait, I'm
said,
sorry.
he. You needed something?
Reassuring hug? Question mark?
Fair enough. With that said, he comes over to hug her. That way she knows everything's okay.
Nice and soft.
Look,
Don't
I'll be
die.
back, okay? Just stay here.
Yeah, don't die. I know that there's a lot of hatred towards you, so don't die, please.
I
Good.
won't. And let me
Good.
tell you, if anything, at least if I do, I'll go down kicking and screaming. I'll make sure she gets the beating of a lifetime for it.
We'll see if the Mega Beast will actually have a problem with disposing of you.
Needless to say, we might also find out if she actually has a heart or not.
If there is one.
True. With that said, he opens the door and makes his way downstairs into the basement before safely shutting the door behind him so as not to let anything, but just in case the restraints weren't on, let Siren come upstairs. Better to not take any chances. Oh, you little shit.
I knew I smelled a rat coming down here. What do you want?
You and me, we need to talk.
Oh, really? Well, if I could still see, thanks to my freaky ass girlfriend deciding to put a fucking blindfold on me, knowing I have only one good eye. It's not Bird Box, people. We're not doing this.
I know. I'm not here to torture you on behalf of my cousin. I actually. You should. Speaking of my cousin, you should be thanking me. I
Really now?
actually got you another. Remember your old friend Kobe?
Yeah, why?
Well, I've gotten convinced him. Managed to convince him to take an interest in her as well as you at the same time. I'm thinking that thanks to me, the three of you would have your own little love triangle. Though, obviously, the other partners involved in my cousin's relationship would get to be involved as well. Because that's how polyamory works. All the partners get to know about each other's existence, and they all live happily ever after. Right?
Except I don't like sharing. So, sooner or later, they're going to have to die. But how?
True, oh, yeah. But then again, you were fond of Kobe. I would think you'd be willing to make an exception. At least for the bird brain. You always knew he was too naughty for his own good.
You sure about that?
Besides, I know how much you like his thighs. You always thought they were thick.
Shut up. We're not going through that today. I'm not in a good mood. I swallowed a lot of glass because I was hungry. No one left any food down here.
I'll make glass you a deal. An agreement.
What?
I'll let you go. I'll let you out of here. But I need a favor from you.
Anything to get back to my heat lamp.
What good. Do you... Listen, this is what I need. Remy has no idea, seems to have gained interest in what exactly you are. She's grown. It seems as if curiosity has gotten the better of my girlfriend. She found out the rumors about your tentacle. And she's gotten curious about it. About everything. Needless to say, I can't really do anything that will satisfy her enough to pull away from the subject. So, the last thing I could think to do was to allow her to see it for herself. But in order for her to fully understand, I feel like you and my cousin should be interacting with each other in the heat of the moment in order for it to fully be comprehensible. Don't you think? I think that makes sense.
If it gets your girlfriend off my back about what I am and what my body does, then I guess so. But how am I supposed to do anything? Am I going to still be tied up when this happens? Are you guys experiments again?
No experiments. No games. No gimmicks. You might have to deal with the erotic foreplay of my cousin like you normally do, as if it was traditional intercourse and such. But nothing more. Nothing out of the ordinary. Nothing that wouldn't seem natural when you and my cousin are making out.
Let's see. Kobe and...
If it makes you feel any better, as a show of good faith, I'll let Kobe...
Thighs.
...be able to join in.
Thick thighs. Gun. Thick thighs. Gun. Two pair. Thick thighs. I choose thighs. Okay. Thighs it is, then. But. And only but. After this, you owe me enough money to get myself plastered at the bar. Actually, no, not at the bar. You better have liquor waiting for me upstairs.
Oh, trust me, I'll make sure I have the best stuff you can find in town waiting for you. And I'll make sure it's lying right on the bed and easy within reach.
I don't think she's gonna let me down from here. She still thinks I'm gonna try and kill you. Which kind of isn't a bad idea right now. At the same time, it kind of is. Is that a cat I hear? I hear the cats outside. That's making me a little bit hungry.
Calm down. My girlfriend's still upstairs on the ground floor. We don't want to frighten her before we get you to those cats. At least be calm enough to get out the front door. Okay?
But the window is much quicker.
In that case, use the window. I'll undo the chains and you can go out, sneak out the window. As long as you don't scare my girlfriend, we're good.
Okay, so if I sneak out the window, there is no way that she's gonna see me, right? And by she, I mean Serena, because I don't think I want her seeing me.
No, Serena's at the park with Kobe right now. They should be preoccupied.
Okay. But, as a precaution, I'm gonna probably have to go in male form just so I don't get easily noticed. I hope. So, if I just know that if I don't fit into my clothes, actually, no. I'll probably still fit into my clothes. I mean, right? I'll still fit in them, right?
Yeah. I mean,
well, yeah, male form, my body still the same ish. I'm still a femboy body type.
True. You always wear, you've pretty much worn femboy clothes the entire time. Easily adaptable.
Still muscular. So, no, I'll be fine. These clothes will still fit.
Now then, I'll do the chains. And there. Done.
So dusty in here.
I apologize. And did she really mean what she said about you breaking the beakers?
Didn't you hear when I said glass is tasteless? You really think I wouldn't eat them? I broke them, and then to get rid of the evidence, I melted them down in my mouth, of course, because my body can heat to the melting point of glass and many other objects. Melted them down and swallowed them. They probably formed this new glass bowl in my stomach now, but hey, who cares? But that glass bowl is most likely gone as well, since my stomach is practically a black hole.
You could have gotten the ones from the apocryphy lab I had.
You had a couple of drones in here as well, didn't you? Because if so, I ate those as well.
Yeah, I had drones in here, but they were deactivated.
Okay, good. You didn't.
Not really a big loss.
They're gone. Long gone. Anywho.
But yeah, you can leave now. I got rid of the chains for you.
There's a dog in heat somewhere.
And I'm pretty sure you're gonna want to hump it.
Hump is such a strong word. More like pounded into oblivion. Oh, yeah. This will be fun.
And then the dust just clogs up my nose. Real nice. Real nice. You know what? I'm just gonna go after the cats. I'm gonna go after the cats. I'm gonna come right back in here.
Alright. I'll go... I'll go back upstairs.
Have all the liquor. You better remember.
I'll remember the liquor. Don't worry, I won't forget. I never do. I'll make sure it's there.
Mm-hmm. Let me just get this window open. That glass looks good, though. Yep, not eating the glass. Just squeeze out of here. Oops, I don't see her. And I'm out. Alright. I will see you in about 30 minutes. Yeah. She's here in 30 minutes. You have my number. You can just call me. I will be here in what? 2 minutes? Possibly. All right. Have a nice night.
You too.
Now, where did those cats go?
With that said, he heads up back upstairs out of the basement to meet up with Remy again, having now taken care of Siren.
Well, you're not dead. That's actually a relief.
Yeah, but... it actually went better than I planned.
Wait, so he agreed?
Yeah. That fast? All I have to do is make sure that I get him the best, get him make sure there's a bottle of liquor waiting for him.
So you're telling me that a demon?
He said he was contemplating two pairs of thick thighs, preferably my cousin and Kobe's, over something about a gun.
I think the gun meant him getting shot by one.
Either way, he chose the thigh.
Wait. Are demons impervious to pain?
Most times they're more immortal to most more wounds a mere mortal can die from, but not all demons are impervious to everything. They still do have certain weaknesses. Kind of like the whole thing about how vampires are are vulnerable to silver.
But we don't know what demon Siren is yet. And if we find out, then maybe it'll be easier to find a way to subdue her. Him.
True, but yeah. Once we have, we just have to leave the liquor waiting, and then once it's there, we can just, everything should be all set for Siren.
We still have to watch, huh? I better go.
Needless to say, I was kind of surprised myself when Siren agreed to actually letting you watch. Apparently, Siren wasn't a fan of the fact that your curiosity has gotten the better of you either. But she was willing to watch. Let you watch for the sake of allowing your curiosity to be satisfied. She was willing to understand that it would solve the problem. So, with that said, let's go get the liquor really quick, and then we can be ready for when all of this happens.
I might have to get a little bit for myself.
Don't worry, I'll make sure we have some for us. A little bit separate for us. But
yeah,
I have to make sure we have a few whole good whole bottles for Siren and them. That way it doesn't look like I tried to back out of the agreement.
Exactly how many bottles can this creature down?
Siren's normally a heavy drinker, but I usually, due to the contacts I know in this town, I can usually get liquor that's more heavy than normal in terms of its content. So, as a result, I only need to buy about 3 bottles of the heaviest stuff available.
And that'll knock him out?
To the safest point possible without getting alcohol poisoning, yeah.
Is that even a possible way for this thing to die if it's a demon?
Sadly, no. They can't actually die from alcohol poisoning. If the body does, they just end up being reborn anyways. That's what happens. If they die from a mortal wound that they can actually recover from, the body is reborn.
I have to see that happen to believe that.
If you want, I can get a 4th bottle.
Yes, I have to see this happen. This is going to be stupid. But I'll have to watch anyway.
Alright, fair enough.
Wait, where's your gun?
I keep it with me.
I want to try something. Because he mentioned a gun, right?
Yeah.
So then that means that your cousin uses gunplay. And
wait a minute.
What?
My cousin also has a gun.
Yeah.
Let me check something for a minute. I just realized that my gun is a revolver. 6-shooter revolver. He goes and pulls it out of his jacket and opens the chamber. He suddenly realizes that 3 of the bullets are missing. Oh, God. You gotta be fucking joking. She took 3 of the bullets, didn't she?
What? So you're telling me there's a loaded gun on her right now? Or somewhere in the house that she hid it?
Half-loaded, but yeah, it's partially loaded. And it was hers.
Oh, no. Okay.
But
so I guess that
good news
the gunplay, right?
She sometimes does it, but it's usually on rare occasion. And she's never done it with anybody but Siren.
Probably because
usually when they do it, it's because she uses bullets that can't kill him. But the thing about my gun is, the bullets in my gun
are silver?
The person who creates the bullets I use in my revolver, their bullets were designed to kill anything in existence.